We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After the final vote from the union members, it's official, teachers and students in LA Unified going back to classrooms by mid-April. Not all teachers, not all students, at least not yet. But after months of resistance by UTLA, nearly 90% of union members, they did vote in favor of going back to the campuses.
So we're talking about going back to classrooms for months is one thing, but actually pulling it off, well, it's not going to be easy. There are confusing hybrid schedules to deal with and getting reacclimated to regular school life, which will be a challenge for teachers and for students, too. Glenn Sachs is a social studies teacher at James Monroe High School at the LAUSD. And while he is a UTLA rep for Monroe High, he's speaking to us today on his own accord and not as a representative of the union. Well, that takes care of all the legalese, I suppose, Glenn. So thanks for being with us. So as a teacher, what are you looking forward to or not looking forward to?
Well, first, you referenced months of resistance by UTLA. We're just trying to make sure our students are safe. We're not resisting anything except any kind of an unsafe reopening. In terms of what we're looking forward to, look, what we negotiated, what LAUSD agreed to, it keeps our students safe, and that's the most important thing. And it's not going to, aggravate the already, problematic levels of COVID in the communities that we serve. Is it going to be like school normally is? No. Is it going to be a lot of fun? No. I mean, hopefully it won't disrupt, what we're achieving educationally right now, teaching remotely. My hope really is that we can get through this in a safe manner, reasonable manner, and that maybe in the fall, we can reopen in a more, on more or less of a normal basis.
There is going to be this hybrid thing, and it's different for your grade levels than elementary. I mean, the smaller kids are going to get to go back to the classrooms, and then for the upper grades, it's still going to school if you want, but it's continuing with the online learning just there on campus.
Yeah, that's basically it. And, as we've predicted, very few of the parents feel safe sending their kids back. Right now, district-wide, it's about 10% of the high school students who are coming back. And, that number might increase some as we get closer. But, the communities we serve have been hit very hard by COVID. And a lot of parents are very worried about sending their kids back, very hesitant to do so.
Yeah, but I do wonder whether there's a kind of closed loop going on here. I wonder how many parents are concerned about their students, their children going back, because they keep hearing about teachers being concerned about going back. Because you've got kids in other cities that have had equally, in some cases, far surpassing infection rates, and the parents of those kids want their kids back in school and, in fact, made sure their kids are back in school.
I think the challenges we face in LAUSD are pretty severe. So many of our kids, they live, they don't live in a three-bedroom apartment with one other sibling and parents. They live in a one- or two-bedroom apartment with four, five, six, seven people in it, several different generations in it. I mean, just looking at the number of parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents who have died amongst my students here at Monroe over the last 6 months, it really shows you that it's a very serious problem. Look, areas where the people are wealthier, where it's more rural, less crowded, not the crowded urban areas, they're able to open easier than we are. And there's been a lot of problems with some of these openings in these other districts, too. But I think what we've negotiated, what we've tried to do is has been reasonable in terms of trying to keep our students safe.
There is, though, at least some faction of parents who just say, you know, the whole high school part, sending them there, but they're still on the computer, it just doesn't make sense to me. So we'll pick it up next year. Because it's still like online learning just on campus. So you know, I'm going to keep them home because why would you go in for another couple of months?
Well, in some ways that's true. I mean, it makes a lot more sense with the younger kids, but for high school, there's really no good way to do it. Believe me, I've racked my brain and people a lot smarter than I am have racked their brains. There's really no good way to do it, to come in the latter part of a semester and, you know, not reprogram all the schedules, not completely change everybody's classes, which would be a disaster. There's no way to do this. There's no way to do this well. There just isn't. And that's not the union's fault. That's not Austin Buettner's fault. That's because of COVID.
Okay, so because of COVID, though, how damaged are these kids going to be, do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. I don't know. I keep hearing everybody telling me how, you know, in terms of the media and whatever, telling me how the kids aren't learning anything and it's such a disastrous thing, blah, blah, blah. You know, my classes, the teachers I talk to, our kids are still there. We're still teaching. They're still learning. Is it as much fun as normal? No. Is it as good for the kids in terms of their social lives and all that? Obviously not. But, you know, the kids are still there. They're doing what they need to do. We're doing what we're doing. And there's a certain amount of enjoyment, a certain amount of pleasure in it. And I think that a lot of what's happening with these kids is what their families are struggling with. Their families are struggling with a lot of problems. And people tend to see, you know, if a kid is having problems in his life, it's because the schools are closed or because the union's keeping the schools closed or whatever. I think there's a lot of other things they're dealing with that are a lot more difficult for them than distance learning.
So does bringing them back help with that? Because at least school is somewhat of an escape. You get to see someone other than just sitting there on the couch with a laptop.
Well, look, I'm hoping it'll be a positive experience for the kids. But, you know, look, nothing is going to be great overnight. And, you know, COVID is still a big problem. You know, now Dr. Fauci is warning that we're loosening the restrictions too soon. COVID rates are on the rise in at least 27 different states. There's a lot of different problems. You know, I'm just hoping that we can keep the situation stable and then maybe in the fall we can go back to school like normal, which we all want to do. All things being equal, it's absolutely what we all want to do.
After thinking about this for about a year, have you come up with a way that you think this could have been done differently?
I really can't. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, is it great what we've done? Is it great what we're planning to do? No, but I can't think of any other way that they could have done this. I mean, it's a very unfortunate thing. You know, when we left last March, I don't think any of us thought it would be anywhere near this long. We thought we'd be out for a few weeks. But, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, I'm a history teacher. There's a lot of events in history that are like that. Everybody thought World War I would be over in a few weeks. You know, I could point all sorts of wars, all sorts of things that everybody thought, crises, everybody thought it'd be over for a few weeks. Here we are a year out. And look, I'd love to be able to say that, you know, Buettner made a mistake or LAUSD or maybe even we made a mistake in the union. I can't think of what should have been done differently. I really can't.
Glenn Sachs, social studies teacher, James Monroe High, LAUSD, the UTLA rep for that school, but talking with us today on his own accord.